Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I'm not exaggerating. I'd like to take Angela Tennant and wring her neck. The stage was set perfectly. We managed to get Harry Palmer here in Angela's flat, and Stella and I walked in according to plan the moment he arrived. We had Angela lying on the floor of her bathroom. We told Palmer she was dead. We let him take a look at her. Palmer has plenty of reasons for wanting Angela out of the way. And when we accused him of strangling her, threatened to hand him over to the police, told him we'd swear he was choking her as we walked in the door, well, of course, he collapsed. You see, he thought Angela actually was dead. Anyway, he agreed to write out a full statement for us and sign it. But just as we were making a start, Angela sneezed.
Yes, sneezed. I heard a noise in the bathroom.
You heard nothing. It's no use trying to stall, Palmer. You're giving us that statement, or we ring for the police.
I won't put a word on paper until I've had another look at Angela Tennant.
She's dead. You saw yourself she's dead. What's the sense of going in there for the second time?
If she's dead, why can't I go in there and make sure?
You're only playing for time. Come on, it's your pigeon. Do you want to take your chances with the police?
You don't have to be in such a hurry.
Start writing, or Stella will get on the phone again this minute. I don't care what you do. But once Inspector James gets here, we're going to say we saw you choking the life out of Angela Tennant.
I want to see her again.
You're not messing about in that bathroom.
Then I'm writing no confession.
You know the risk you're running.
I'm beginning to think there's no risk. I'm beginning to think it's a plant.
You won't think it's a plant when the police get here and take her body away. Come on, Palmer.
Oh, no. If Angela's really dead, why shouldn't you give me a good look at her? It's pretty good, Jeff, but not quite good enough. Hey, Angela, why don't you come out of there?
What about it, Jeff? Should I ring for James?
I'll give you your last chance, Harry. What's it to be?
Show me Angela's body again and you'll get your statement. Otherwise, nothing doing.
All right, Stella. Fire away. You still have time till James answers that phone. After that, you know what's coming to you.
There's nothing coming to me. Angela's alive. You're bluffing, Pilgrim. You have to be bluffing.
Hello? I want to speak to Inspector James, please. It's urgent.
Well, Palmer, you've about 15 seconds to go.
I can't do it.
James is coming to the phone now. Once we've told him our story, he won't be able to back out and tell the truth. Palmer, does Teller hang up the phone, or do you hang for murder? Quickly.
Give me a minute. I must see her body.
No.
Here he is now, Jeff.
Palmer, which is it?
I'll risk it. I'll have to risk it. All right, get your damn cops here. I'll take my chances. Get them here. Get thousands of them here. You'll never trick anything out of me, Pilgrim. Well, go on. What are you waiting for?
Hello, Inspector James. Jeff Pilgrim would like to speak to you, Inspector.
All right, Stella. Put the phone down.
So I was right. So it was a plant. And I nearly fell for it.
There'll come a time, Palmer.
You had your finger on the hook. You weren't calling any inspector. Angela's not dead. It was all a frame. Tried to frame me. Why, you trio of baboon wits. You, Pilgrim, and Stella Bronson and Angela.
Yes. Keep away from him. Get hold of yourself, Jeff.
Let's see you get another chance like this.
Thomas, shut up for your own sake.
Let's get out of here quickly, Stella. If I don't, if I have to look at that yapping jackal any longer, they'll be hanging me.
Come on, Jeff. Down to the car. We need some fresh air. Feeling better?
Yes, thanks. Wonder how Palmer and Angela got on back there at her flat.
I haven't a clue, and I couldn't care less. She wouldn't dare touch her, I know that. Oh, the crazy idiot of a woman. All she had to do was lie quiet on the floor. She couldn't even do that. Not Jeff. Darling, darling, darling.
Will you shut up? I've lost count of the times Palmer slipped through my fingers like a greased eel, but... tonight...
Pour yourself another drink.
I don't want another drink. 10 more minutes and my worries would have been over. Then that skinny Harridan had to get a speck of fluff into her thin red nose and bang! The whole thing blew up in our faces. What's the time?
Just after 10. Why?
I want to see Marcia. It'll have to wait till tomorrow.
What do you want to see Marcia for?
Because until Palmer stands trial for that swindle, I'm washed up. You know I'm washed up. Why don't we face it?
Oh, Jeff, that's ridiculous. Just because you've got the blues over tonight's no reason to start talking a lot of rot.
Well, I don't like being in charge of Marcia's company just because the girl thinks she owes me something.
Well, for Pete's sake, doesn't she? Well,
maybe she does. Running a family firm under the circumstances is like having a tin cup and a placard hanging around my neck.
Oh, really, sometimes, Jeff, you make me tired.
Well, admit it. I'm no general manager for Marcia. I'm confounded encumbrance. It's about time I did something about it.
Darling, promise me you won't do anything silly. Jeff, tonight didn't mean everything. There's still a chance they'll get Harry Palmer.
Yes, but when, where, and how?
Well, when that doctor person gets back. Dr. McIndoe.
Oh, look, it's time we stopped kidding ourselves. Even then, they'll have only the slenderest case against Palmer... Nothing that'll clear me of embezzlement.
People will start thinking more of you the minute they see Palmer up for something, no matter what. Now do cheer up. Promise?
I'll cheer up when I get rid of this perpetual frustration.
Yes, but you won't do anything stupid like offering to resign. That's what I want to know. Oh, come along, Jeff. Say you won't.
All right. You hang on for a few more weeks.
Oh, thank heaven I can get some sense out of you. I'm not your wife, Jeff, and I'm not even your office wife. But I have to look after you like a hen with one chick. Now, come along. It's time you were driving me home.
Yes, of course. Ask her to come in straight away. It's Marcia. You can shove off if you like, Stella.
Of course. Remember what I said last night. Hello, Marcia.
Yeah. How are you, Stella?
I was coming to see you last night, but it was too late. Like a cigarette?
Yes, thanks. After you'd rushed off with Stella.
Mm-hmm. Now, look here, Marcia. We're losing money again, and it's for one reason only. The rather pompous old gentleman we used to do business with won't touch me with barge poles.
But things will pick up if we only mark time for a while, won't they?
Maybe. It doesn't look like it right now.
Well, Jeff, it's my firm and it's my money we're losing. I'm not worrying yet, so why should you?
Just a minute, let me tell you. Last night we tried to snare Palmer again. And as usual, it didn't come off. I can't run your company decently while I'm under a cloud. So it boils down to this.
Oh, Jeff. You're not thinking of walking out on me.
For your own sake, my dear, I'd have to. You can't operate at a loss forever just to keep me in a soft job.
Oh, but Jeff. Oh, really, this is silly. I'll let you know when I'm not happy about your management, darling.
No, Marcia, it won't do. I'm not accepting any charity, least of all from you. And I don't mean it nastily. You know me. You should understand.
Oh, Jeff, please. I don't want you to go. Things will improve. I know they will. We can weather it. Mm.
It's jolly good of you. I appreciate it a lot. But we've one chance left. One only. That fellow Mackinder's due back soon. He and Angela Tennant might be able to pin Palmer down between them.
I know all that.
Yes. Well, I just want you to be prepared for him, that's all. If Palmer scrapes through once again, I'll never clear myself. In that case, you'll have to find a new general manager.
But this is awful. Do try to realize, Jeff, I don't care if we never get those accounts. All I want is you running my firm.
Sorry, kid. No dice. I mean it.
It all depends on what the doctor has to say.
That's about the strength of it.
But if you leave here, Jeff, what will you do?
Start on my own, I guess.
Well, when's Dr. Mackinder getting back, exactly?
I'm not sure. Just a minute. Yes?
The afternoon paper just came in, Jeff.
And so what?
I think you'd better see it at once.
All right, bring it in. I don't know what's in the paper that's so important it can't wait. What is it, Stella? The market collapse, isn't it?
It's been an aeroplane crash in Scotland. Here, read it.
Disaster in Scotland. 24 killed. Plane coming to land in fog overshot aerodrome today at 11:55. Oh, really, Stella, what is this?
Further down. The names of the people who were killed.
Good Lord. Good Lord, what next?
What is it, Jeff?
Dr. Andrew Douglas Mackinder was on that plane.
There goes Jeff's last chance. So unless I can keep him here somehow, there goes my last chance, too. I'll have lost everything. Everything.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.